program. Welcome to Come On.
It's so good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E.
Game on, good people.
Together, we are co-host G. We're back at the beginning of the end again. And we're here to break down episodes 5 and 6 of Loki Season 2. Maybe the final episodes of Loki. Serious spoilers incoming, in case you haven't watched it yet. Are you guys all caught up? And did you understand everything that you saw happen in Loki?
I know. I sort of made the same joke the last time we did this. But we did already watch most of this. A whole lot of this happened in Season 1. And episodes like 1, 4, and 5 or something like that. So we saw a lot of this already.
A lot of the same things over and over again in the last episodes. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and they probably saved some money reusing certain scenes. And then just magic of television putting Loki in a new one. Right. So, I mean, good news for episode 5. Because last time we talked, we didn't know if there'd be an episode 5. We thought it might just be something weird. And nothing matters. It's a... how does he who remains?
Well, he's spaghetti.
When he dies, it's
see you again.
No, not to see you again. When he talks about always living, or it's not respawning.
Or reincarnating.
Reincarnation. Yeah.
That's just low tech respawning. But yeah.
Yeah. I love Jonathan Majors, Kang. Any version I've been so pleased with, and I don't know how to personally feel about Jonathan Majors the person.
I mean, you should feel great because he's your boy.
No.
Well, you can like his...
Maybe.
Yeah, if you got the art
sure.
from the allegations, it's he's so ingrained into what Marvel's doing.
Yeah, we were talking about maybe he explodes and then they just do away with him. No, he's back. Nope. He's in episode 5. He's in episode 6. Yeah, he's all over the place.
But you could have Don Cheadle come in next and just his branch variant. Like, it could happen. They really wanted to.
No, it's got to be Terrence Howard.
I was about to say.
New king.
Poetically, it would have to be Terrence Howard. No, I don't know if they're doing that.
Yeah, but it seems like they're sticking with him, which, again, his performance has been great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't followed his Your Boy issue to know if
it's not like I'm Googling it every day. It's just when it comes up in a news feed. I don't think I think it's pending.
Yeah.
Do you think this is how they're going to... They're talking about cosmic radiation, which is a Fantastic Four thing. Mm-hmm. And isn't in the comics, Kang thinks Reed Richards is dad? One Kang?
Be like, he's so far from the future, it would be like his great-great-grandfather or something like
that. Yeah, but he thinks they're related somehow, some way.
Yeah, you know, I think that... I mean, there have been so many different versions. One of the versions, he's a descendant of a lineage that stems from one of the offspring of Reed Richards... and one of the offspring of Victor Von Doom.
Okay, because he's so far in the future.
So it's like one of their grandsons and one of his grand, daughters or something to that effect. I don't know how canonical that is anymore, but that was, one of the things. But he's been jumping around so much and has influenced so much in the comics, it's kind of hard to say between reboots and different multiverses and all of that where it actually stands. I don't know if they actually have... even a definitive answer for it yet, but I see where you're going. You're saying that might be something that they
It's they also say the word fantastic and just let it hang.
They
out
do,
there for
and
a
they
second.
Just sort of let it hang for a second. I remember.
And I was
that.
Like, oh, what I see you guys what you're doing. I see, because it was also around the cosmic radiation stuff.
Right. That's a possibility. We'll have to see
out there.
Now, I mean, I don't know if they had even anything written down yet because of how long the strikes and everything have been going on. But if, they're starting to hammer that stuff out now.
I heard a crazy rumor that they're so displeased with how Phase 5 is going that they might get the original 6 Avengers back for Phase 6.
Yeah, I think that was one of those things where it was a break in case of emergency situation, and it's always been an option. It's just that this is the first time in the storied history of the last, however many years of MCU. 20. That we've been watching where you could say that, ooh, they might be in trouble. But, I mean, those claims are kind of ridiculous because, I mean, I don't know how – I want to say there were 9 or 10 DC movies. six of them were box office failures. They're still going. It's like when you have a couple of things that don't work out for Marvel, I wouldn't necessarily call for the forecast of doom and gloom. I think that's just people being hyperbolic, and it's very clickbaity. I don't buy it.
I mean, it worked. I clicked on it. I wanted to know. And then I read it and I was like, oh, that doesn't seem feasible. They were throwing numbers around like each of the main six is going to get like 30 million. And I just started doing quick math in my head. And I was like, that movie, it'll probably make $1 billion. But before you shoot anything, before you market anything, you've spent, what, $180 million to $200 million?
Yeah. Sounds like a budget guess. I mean, that's what you think the salaries cost. Yeah.
On Ravenous?
Yeah.
It happens. All right. So back to the show.
Yeah.
Everyone's been getting five since episode five, right?
Oh, yeah, the end, right? Like, it's except for...
Almost, yeah.
Almost. Well, I mean, Loki begins to... He talks to Obi, mm-hmm. and then he figures out that the time slipping is not as random as it seems. And then he's starting to... He gains control over it. We've got the metaphor with the coffee mug with the pens, and he realizes he's got to get the band back together. And then the really cool thing was that he... Basically, this show... came from the variant branch and the variant point of Tony Stark and Ant-Man fucking up the time heist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the Tesseract going to Loki. And then he jumps into a new branch, which is this show, right?
Yeah.
So this show, to end up in a place where he has to go through and pull a time heist and grab his friends out of various time streams in order to bring the Infinity Stones of friendship together to form the Captain Planet of this show was not lost on me. I thought that was very cute. I liked that a lot. It was very cool. And then it was great to technically we got to see Mobius on a jet. We got to see Owen Wilson on a jet ski.
Yeah.
It was very technically he was on a jet ski. So
in a show
we still got what we had asked for and what we had predicted.
He's two in his garage. He's willing to sell one.
He is.
You can buy his wife. I don't know if she's dead or if she's just gone.
Yeah. Looking at the timeline, it's possible that she was snapped, right?
Oh,
maybe. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I assumed that it was that she had been snapped, but it could be anything. But honestly, who would leave Owen Wilson?
Well, if he's working at the...
He's got two jet skis, man. He's bringing a lot to the table.
He works 6 days a week there.
I saw that. I caught that, too. I was like, 6 days a week? I was like, come on, man.
I think he's got two kids to raise.
All right, maybe he picked up an extra day.
He picked up the extra day because his wife got snapped, okay? Yeah. He was not an absentee husband. This is important.
Has to go in to meet a client. He doesn't want to miss the sale, you know? He was ready to sell to Loki in his front yard, right? Or his garage. Like, he's always selling. Gotta get that Cadillac Eldorado, right? Like,
you need set of snake eyes. Yeah. I'm trying to think where I was.
Yeah, so he gets the band back together.
Yeah. Did you think he was gonna kill Sylvie and then go back on it?
That was more six, right? That's episode six where he's gonna.
Yeah, that's episode six.
I thought she was actually, and she stopped where she said, "I'm not gonna give you permission." I thought she was gonna give him permission. Like, I was like, I was waiting for her to be like, "Oh, just kill me," right? Like, but she was like, "I'm not giving you permission." I was, well, I guess I'm wrong, right? Like, I guess there goes my theory, right? Like, but yeah, I thought that was going to be what happened, but I kind of like what they did better. I mean, the pain that Loki has to go through now for living from doing that messed up time jump, death almost seems better. I mean, he's trying to learn literally centuries. He's been
centuries
jumping.
You don't think he took some time off? I just goofed off for like a year. I mean, he got back to work.
Different places. I mean, if you learned to time jump, he only time jumped is within this show, or could he time jump to different points on the old timeline? It would never,
points on his life, I think.
Yeah, I think it's anywhere he's been.
Go back to his child.
It's very quantum leap. He's like, he's like Sam Beckett. I imagine he's jumping to points in his own lifetime, learning physics and quantum physics. Every time he jumps, he says, "Oh boy."
Yep.
And then he just cracks open the book with OB.
He's always just Loki, though. Every time in his life. Why would he be saying, "Oh boy"? Like, it's not a shock to him.
It's because he jumps back and he's sitting in front of OB and there's a textbook, a physics textbook. So every time, it is still an "Oh boy" situation.
Yeah.
I mean, then he becomes he who remains, basically. Like, he just has to sit in that his throne that he finally got, and just all these.
It's a happy ending.
It's not
a happy ending.
Not. It's a towards. He's became the god that we need or whatever, right? Like what he said. Like he sacrifices himself just to, like, I don't know. It seems like he could watch Mobius look at his family, just stare at his non-variant self or his variant self, whatever you want to call it. And it looks like he's happy watching that, but we don't really know what he's seen or not seen, right?
Loki is famous for making copies of himself.
Yeah.
Before we get to all of this, why don't you cut to a break? So, because, I mean, this is like, we're about to get into episode 6 and then what we think is going to happen next.
That's a good idea. We should go to a break. Sorry, he was making the I'll cut your throat motion. I really thought it should
have talked. That's this. That's totally different.
Totally lost on me. You put your finger on my throat. Anyway, let's go take a quick little break. We'll be back right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. And we're back from that break. What were we talking about? It was
Loki.
Yes, I know Loki.
Yes.
Oh, Loki's famous for making copies of himself. Can he just make a copy of himself to hold all the green string together, and then he can go live his Loki life as long as part of his brain thinks about the copy?
Live in La Vida Loki?
Yeah.
I don't think that version is sentient and has enough strength to do all of that. So let's back up for a second. So first off, because they really didn't explain this, I'm assuming that over a bare minimum of 200 years, and looking into physics and quantum physics and Asgardian magic, essentially, in technology, he's figured out that he can do all of this stuff. Not really well explained, but visually you get what he's doing, and you get that it's a struggle and it's green. So you're like, he's doing it. So all of that. Very, very cool. But one thing that I had to explain to my family, like right after we watched this, is that in the comic books, what happens is that a bunch of stuff happens that leads to Loki dying, being reincarnated. And then in the comics and in Asgardian myth, he is born to lose because he always fails and sets up Ragnarok, which starts everything back over, which is kind of what's happening here. And one of his symbols is like the snake that eats its own tail, the world snake, which is what part of what brings around Ragnarok and starts the whole cycle of life again. But in the comic books, after he's reincarnated, he takes on a new set of powers. So he starts off as the god of mischief and the prince of lies, right? And what are lies but fiction, right? And what is fiction but stories? So he gains new powers and becomes the god of stories, which is, I believe, what this episode is showing us is his true purpose and where he's headed to. Because what he's doing here is grabbing and preserving all of these plot lines. I mean, he's literally grabbing plot lines right out of the air. And then he sits on his throne, becomes the god of stories, and gives birth to the multiverse.
How many times are they going to give birth to a multiverse in Marvel?
Well,
this is the fifth time.
Right, but if you think about it, if you look at it the way that I looked at it, which is that the TVA is outside of time, and this happens technically when Endgame is happening, he's the one who has enabled all of the multiverse threads because it actually predates the phase of Marvel that we're in now. So now what he did is happening around Endgame, essentially. And that's why we've got the Multiverse of Madness in the new phase. We've got shows from like Netflix and ABC possibly jumping over. And we've got Into the Spider-Verse making mention of all of that. And What If? All of that technically happens after Endgame, but this is happening around then because that's when he got into this tangent branch.
When will now be then?
And that is exactly what is happening. Right on.
Soon. I loved the repeating of doing everything slightly faster,
watching it.
Yeah, watching Timely get spaghettified 1,000 times.
Dude, he dies. Remember you were saying, oh, Loki's going to have to pull a Doctor Strange. He makes Victor Timely pull a Doctor Strange. Makes Victor Timely die thousands of times. So many times.
So many. We see at least 50.
A lot of them, yeah. From a lot of different angles. And
some looked really cool. You could see his skull spaghettifying. Yeah. Some of them, I was like, oh, that's gruesome.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty horrifying.
Did you guys show it to your kids? Or?
Well.
Not this. No. Not this one.
I
watched Rob 5 or back. They watched a bit of 5. Like they caught the end of 5, and they're like, oh. You know,
nope. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
He walked out while I was watching it, but I paused it before it got to like spaghettification.
Oh, I would have liked it if you had paused it, but it was like right on the skull, so it's just like spaghetti everywhere and just like a bloody skull.
Wasn't in that part of the episode. I think it was when he was talking to He Who Remains and stopping Sylvie trying to kill him. That portion. So there was no spaghetti in the...
Yeah, nothing happening, yeah.
I took a different approach. My kid watched it on my lap wearing, like, a TVA shirt. And then afterwards, like, before bed, he was like, Dad, what about the existential horror of the void and spaghettification? And I was like, don't worry about it. Go to sleep.
Just look at the tree of life imagery at the end. It was beautiful.
We're fine. Yeah. Look at the flowers.
Yeah.
So we went... No, not that.
That's a horrible thing. Like, I get in bed every night. Look at the flowers.
So
can't wait till they watch The Walking Dead. And be like, wait, with
that? Wait, you've been saying that to me this whole time. Night? I was like, dude, I watched 7 seasons. I was in a dark place. I don't know what to tell you. So yeah, I watched it with him. The whole family enjoyed it, and we were really psyched about how it ended up.
Yeah, I was very happy with how it ended, and I want more. I'd like a season 3.
I mean, it's such a perfect ending, though. He finally gets the throne.
Yeah, but you want to see more with Sylvie and...
Oh, the tangent characters? I hope they pop up. I'm just saying, like, this is his character arc come full circle. It's great. Again. I do really wish that they could somehow get word. Send a raven or something.
To Thor?
Because I feel like Thor would be pretty proud of this. And happy for him. I mean, he doesn't have many good relationships. Most of the good, healthy relationships that Loki's built and cultivated happened across season 1 and 2 of this very show. These are like his friends. This is everything. And his dad's already gone. But I do feel like, you know, he still has a brother and he would want him to know. That's the only thing that I wish.
Well, I'm sure he could take the Rainbow Bridge to the center of no time or wherever Loki is.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, he's at the Citadel at the end of time. He's... Mm-hmm.
He's just changed it to...
Right. Oh, and yeah, speaking of Thor, the tree imagery, you know, like he takes the loop and twists it on its side and it becomes the world tree from Norse mythology that Thor always talks about. Hard to pronounce, harder to spell, Yggdrasil, the world tree that represents the 9 realms. So now instead of it just being like one single line, it's a branch... Branches coming off of a tree that keep going for forever, and it won't end as long as he's sitting on that throne.
Yes, but now Kangs are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The war is coming.
He gave everyone free choice. He gave everyone free will, and everyone can choose whatever they want. Nobody's getting pruned. There's no loom. There's no sacred timeline. Everything's up for grabs, which I think really just allows us access to the Netflix shows. But also, in addition to that...
Or the Netflix characters.
It gives all characters agency and free will, and then it allows us to have the Secret War and the next Avengers movie, because this allows the War of Kangs to happen. He chose the third option, right? It was either everything dies and there's nothing and there's a void with spaghetti, or we have the sacred timeline. And Loki chose a different path, which was I get rid of the loom, nothing dies, but we're gonna have a War of Kangs. So that's where we're at. But I think he's got enough faith now. He's seen his friends. No, well, not friends. But he's seen the people who've beaten him, and he knows what they're capable of. I think that he's like, I'm betting on the Avengers.
Yeah, but at this point, Loki, I don't think Loki knows Captain America's dead. Iron Man's dead. I mean, Captain's not really dead, but they think he's dead.
Right. Yeah.
He doesn't know about the two Hulks.
Yeah, he's gonna look at some of these things and be like, ooh, yikes. We're short-staffed. Yeah. We got Shang-Chi and we got Moon Knight. This isn't looking too hot. Nothing against them. They're great.
But he's like, that's a downgrade from Captain America and Iron Man.
Yeah.
We got War Machine. Armor Wars, baby. We got the new Captain America. Like Anthony Mackie's gonna be that's a movie now, right? That's not
Captain
a season.
Captain America 4, New World Order, which I just found out has been delayed by up to a year because they're doing a serious amount of reshoots because they looked at it and they said, whoa, we need to.
I don't think they said whoa in a good way. It's not like the Indiana whoa.
No, they weren't like, this is so good. We got to wait a year to unleash this on Earth. The world cannot handle this movie right now. No. I believe that the pre-screening stuff, they got some bad feedback and they decided they needed to retool some stuff. Not the best news.
I'd rather they take another run at it than Secret Invasion me in a movie theater. Yeah, Secret Invasion me in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be shorter. So maybe it'd be better. Would Secret Invasion have been better if it was 2 hours, like 4 episodes instead of 6?
Still had the Skrulls in it.
The Skrulls?
I mean,
the Skrulls aren't bad. Have you not watched Captain Marvel?
But you're just talking about ripping a Band-Aid off in 2 hours instead of 6.
Instead of 3, yeah. I didn't know if it would make... I guess the story's just shit. Any way you cut it, it doesn't matter if it's a 2-hour story or a 3-hour story.
I mean, I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, or the Marvels yet, but do you know where... before Secret Invasion, where Nick Fury was? Space. And then Secret Invasion happens, and what happens? He ends up back in space. So when the Marvels kicks off...
He's in space.
Yeah. So...
Well, part of... Yeah.
You didn't really need to see Secret Invasion. I think you need it for the Marvels. I'm betting you would have to have watched...
I don't think anyone needs to watch Secret Invasion for anything Marvel-related. Except you might be like, hey, what happened to Agent Hill? And those that, oh, she died off-screen. She went back to her home planet and died along the way.
Like, yeah. My enemies need to watch Secret Invasion. Outside of that, no.
I mean, unless you want to know what happened to, you know, Head Scroll.
Talos.
Yeah, Talos. I was like, the guy from Rogue One. What's his name?
Krennic, you know.
Krennic, thank you.
That's not his real name. It's
it's not his real name. That's his name, and he's Director Krennic in Rogue One.
Yes,
but that's all that really happened. Oh, no, you found out Rhodey's a Skrull for X amount of time.
Right, I suppose that was an important bit of news, yeah.
I mean, it's stretching it, but it's...
I mean, and not just to compare it to that, but I really, really liked how this turned out. I like the quality of the whole thing. I thought it was probably one of the more impactful moments in the MCU since Endgame, where a lot of shows and movies and things either have been a return to the status quo or have felt like just, you know, spinning their wheels. This really did something.
This went places.
This went places. It was dramatic and epic and...
Just how the entire 2-season run, the look of it, the train episode from season one, where that whole planet is beautiful and it's exploding and it looks great. This is definitely one of the highlights of the Disney Plus Marvel television. I don't want to call it experiment. I hope they keep doing it.
Experience. Experience.
I know they've been on strike for a while. What's their TV slate looking like? Because Armor Wars is a movie now.
Mm-hmm. Echo in 2024, and then hopefully Daredevil.
Maybe a She-Hulk.
Daredevil's going to be a ways off since they're retooling everything, right?
Yeah, Daredevil's going to be a ways off, but they're slowing down their release schedule too. So it's going to be Echo for now, maybe a special or something like that, but I don't believe that much is in the can.
Something like The Werewolf at Night.
It would have to be... What if season 2? Okay. I'm sorry. So next year is going to be Echo and What If, and then nothing else is a lock, to my knowledge.
No Man Thing television show.
I mean, I wish.
Well, do you guys have any more about how the wonderful show? Definitely Koji for me, by the way. And
I was shocked you're in this whole 6 run, right? Like they never had any post credit anything.
After this episode.
Which they had a brief little thing after.
Oh, this one kind of does. It has after, and you see a Renslayer laying on the ground.
But the credit is at the end, and the other like Sylvie sitting on the hood of her car eating McDonald's.
There was one episode that had a little bit of one. There was the last episode all the way. I mean, you see all of the credits spaghettifying, and then all the way at the end, you hear like a line from that Zaniac video game.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were a couple of things. Oh, there was also one thing from the last episode. Every letter in the credits that falls away spells out a message. And if you'll give me 1 second, I can find the message.
See, this is what you miss when you don't watch credits. I saw that letters fall away, but no part of me was like, oh, I should pay attention to which letters are falling. You know, like,
no, I'm fast forward. Because didn't they have a bunch of them in season one? They had all the different Lokis were one. I thought they had a ton of stingers. Especially, I mean, they only had a couple. I just really remember all the different Lokis coming into the camera after, like, episode 4. Is that when he gets pruned? It might be. But Secret Invasion had 0 stingers, right?
Yeah.
No, did they have one in the first episode?
Yeah. He did, and wasn't him getting his leather jacket back a stinger? I don't remember.
That might have been the very end, right?
Yeah. In his eye patch. I don't remember if that was a stinger or not, or that was just part of an episode.
Maybe they're getting out of the stinger game. They're like, it's been 25 years of stingers. We're done with it. Let's go back to pre-stingers. No one will stay for credits anymore. Or if they trained us so much that even if they didn't put a stinger at the end, would we stay?
Oh, yeah. Well, you run your finger across the...
Well, if I'm in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. In the theater, yeah, you'll wait around.
No, I won't. I Google.
No, I won't because, I'll check mediastinger.com or whatever. Oh. Or, yeah, one of those sites. Oh, yeah.
And usually somebody's ruined it on, like, YouTube or something. It's just, no. And go home.
What was the movie and how bad do I have to go to the bathroom? Because that's an observation.
There have been some movies where I've been standing and doing that little pee-pee dance. I'm like, just get to it. Just show me the stinger.
So apparently it spells out that I found a book with a message in it. I don't really know what it even references. It might be referencing the TVA guidebook, but all of the letters spelled something out. So not quite a stinger, but, you know, they throw in a little Easter egg there. So there's that. So it's happened a few times. But I think the main thing is that, yeah, it was just that little coda at the end, the after, where you get to see them and you get to see Loki sitting on his throne. And there's a little bit of a mischievous grin that you get so that you know he's not... I mean, he's not screaming in pain and miserable.
No. Glorious purpose.
Yes. Okay. I mean, he started off burdened with glorious purpose, and then he found out that his purpose was, as Morbius said, a glorious burden, right? But he's doing it for the right reasons. He's saving everyone and everything. And as we like to say, it's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
And then Renslayer's alive and will probably get free.
I mean, she was alive until Eliath roared at her and looked like it was about to eat her. That's what I assume that roar was in the purple light, but it could have been anything.
Didn't see her. Didn't see her go. So you know.
Right.
No body.
I mean, the other option is that Eliath comes up to her and then she pets it and then everything's fine.
Maybe she made him.
Right. So we end up, or Eliath was trained and created sort of by Kang. So Kang said, whatever you do, don't eat me or Ravonna, something to that effect. So who knows?
Yeah, so the next time we see her, she could be like riding on his back, never ending story style.
just like she's too good of an actress to have been killed off screen post credits by a purple cloud monster. So hopefully we see more of her. I'd like her to come back as Ravonna. Yeah.
And they do bring Miss Minutes back and they ask, is she going to be evil? And it's just a shrug, and they just move on. Like, hey, maybe just make a new one. Make a new AI.
Who's got time for that?
Right.
OB does.
I like how everyone finds their purpose, moves forward. Mobius goes back to check on the life he could have lived with the kids. OB is like, wife and kid, I'm fine. Moving on.
Yeah. He doesn't even try and sell his books anymore. There's only a few left.
Yeah.
You guys have any more on Loki?
No, just everybody's got to rate it. Co is G.
Go is G.
Go is G.
Go is G.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, of course Loki is. Come on. It's still good. I want to thank my brothers and Eve for joining me on this time loop.
Be a good variant and drop us a like and a share. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Co is G Pod on Threads, Instagram, and the internet at large. Download us from our new home on Spotify. We're also available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and wherever the best pods can be found.
As we always say on Co is G TV, we are burdened with glorious purpose.
the boat.
Dickless here.